Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Fabric by Gerber Life.
Yeah, a lot of people think that getting life insurance means you're insuring yourself for yourself.
But it's actually the exact opposite. You're insuring yourself for your family.
Yeah, Jack and I, we both got term life insurance to make sure our kids and our partners are taken care of if something happens to us.
Life insurance is how you protect your family's future, and we love Fabric.
Fabric by Gerber Life is term life insurance you can get done right here, right now. You could be covered from your couch in under 10 minutes with no health exam required.
And if you're young and healthy, now is the time to get life insurance.
Because you lock in low rates that fit your family and your budget.
Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/tboy.
That's meetfabric.com/tboy.
Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states, and prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Thursday, October 3rd.
Is today Mean Girls Day?
It's actually Mean Girls Day.
Wow.
Hey, there you go. It's also the best Snacks Daily we've ever put together. Jack, what's going on?
Well, October has been very bad for stocks.
Can we talk about the first 2 days of the month?
The Dow is down 800 points in the first 2 days. That's about 3%.
It's all over worries that the global economy has lost its mojo.
Yeah, it might be slowing to like a no-growth halt.
But we still found three wonderful stories at Snacks Daily. Jack, can you hit us with the first one?
First, Microsoft just unveiled a new category of electronic device.
Don't call it a phone. Don't call it a laptop. Don't call it anything.
I want to call this thing. You ready for it?
Hit me with it.
A phone book.
It's basically two smartphones put into one.
Not the yellow pages, not the white pages, the Microsoft
Second
pages.
Story, Jack.
The WTO, the World Trade Organization,
Big
is the
letters.
World's economic referee and just declared a personal foul on Europe.
True. Whistle. This story is about Airbus versus Boeing and global jumbo jets.
Third and final story. Chipotle has a new plan for how to win the breakfast wars.
Here it is. Don't enter the breakfast wars.
Don't enter that. Avoid the breakfast competition and go big on steaks for your burrito.
So we're focusing on their carne asada strategy.
But before we get into all that,
we know what you're thinking. It is probably too late to have booked the holiday trips already.
It's over four digits.
I'm looking
for sure.
At flights back to New York. I'm like, oh yeah, no problem. Oh, $50,000 for a backseat comfort economy?
No, a seat between the two lavatories.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I can't afford this thing.
So Kayak, the travel site, came out with an early list right on time, actually, of the holiday hacking travel list.
Yeah, while you're putting together a side hustle so you can like afford to go home and see your family, here's their advice.
What's the first one?
First one is, if you want to go abroad, travel internationally for Thanksgiving, you should book by the third week in October.
Okay, who travels internationally during Thanksgiving?
It seems like a fake point here.
File that one in the useless advice
Completely
category.
Completely disinterested in leaving the country.
Now, the next one's a bit more useful. If you're traveling home for Christmas,
you better book by what date?
October 7th.
Which is really coming up quickly.
Yeah, someone must have crunched the numbers and figured out October 7th is when it switches from very expensive to insanely expensive.
This weekend, there are going to be like a lot of couples getting together where like one person's being like, we've got to book this. The other person's not a planner. One person's a planner. A lot of conflict there.
Finally, this last one you might have heard before, but if you're traveling for the holiday, the cheapest day is to travel on the holiday.
Kind of meta here. Do it on the holiday if you want to enjoy the holiday.
Now, Delta's Union of Vegan Pilots loves to travel on Thanksgiving.
Great crew right there.
Get out of that turkey and gravy awkwardness.
It's a smart move. In the meantime, good luck with your holiday bookings, everyone. You're tuned in to Snacks Daily.
facts you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, Microsoft just unveiled not a new phone.
It's not a new
phone.
Don't
say phone. Shh. Don't say phone.
Nick's putting his finger on my lips.
It's not a phone right now. Shh.
It's a whole new category of product.
It's a totally different thing. And it's a perfect time of year to do this because it's not the holidays.
It's pre-foliage, post-Labor Day. It's product
unveil.
It's time
to tell people what they should consider buying 2 months from now.
So at Microsoft's big product event, yes,
yep,
we got the new tablets.
New stuff.
We got the new computers.
Okay, don't wow me now.
We saw Common do something about how cool Surface tablets are.
Tablets, you know, saving like leopards and snow lions. I don't
AI,
know.
AI, everyone, Microsoft is saving the world.
You've seen these commercials. I don't know. I can't play along with
but
it.
But then we saw a new product that we couldn't put into any bucket.
This shocked people. The name, Dual Screen Surface Duo.
It is a laptop, computer, smartphone, tablet thing.
This is like in Harry Potter when they're like, it's the thing with hath no name and cannot be that thing.
I think you're mixing up fantasy stories.
But basically, you're looking at this thing. It's got a 5.6-inch screen, right, Jack?
Yes, but it's not just one 5.6-inch
Don't just
screen.
Stop there. There's more.
There are two 5.6-inch screens with little hinges in between, like a door.
Like a little spine.
Or like a magazine.
Situation. It's smaller than the iPhone 11, but there are two of them.
Yes, there are two phones just as big, almost as big as the iPhone 11.
Now, while
that have hinges,
Jack and I are reading this, our like feeble mortal minds are trying to like visualize what this looks like.
No, we look like we're playing charades.
Yeah,
and
picture that.
Indicating that we're opening a book.
Put your hands next to each other and then flip them all the way around because that's what this thing can do.
Yes, the hinges can rotate 360 degrees. So it can fit in like your pocket and sort of look like a thick smartphone.
Yeah.
Or you can open it up and it's like a full tablet.
Like a book.
Or you can put it on your desk, fold it up, and then it's like a laptop.
You should be doing QVC, dude. I don't know what you're doing here on Snacks Daily.
Now, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella says this is the most productive device ever because you'll be able to run two apps on the same phone. One on one screen, one on the other. My question, I don't need two tabs open on a smartphone.
Yet. You don't need it yet, and now you have the option.
Right. Apparently, we're about to hit a new realm of productivity on our smartphones.
And
I'm nervous about this.
There's
I
no
relax.
Name. There's no name for this new category of device.
But I'm telling you what they got to call it.
Can we call this? What are you going to call
it? The phone book.
Exactly. Those things don't exist anymore. They need to come back.
Someday, strong guys are going to try to rip this phone book in half to prove their strength.
But the big surprise here wasn't just this dual phone situation.
No, it's the fact that Microsoft isn't doing the software.
Right. Microsoft has always been known for the software. They left the hardware to everyone else.
Bill Gates became the richest person in the world on software. But back in the day, Nick, you didn't get a Windows computer. You got a Compaq, an HP.
I was alive, I know.
A Gateway. Dude, you're getting a Dell. There was no such thing as a Windows computer. It was just the software.
Now, Microsoft is doing the hardware in this case, and they're not doing the software.
Yeah.
So who's doing the software?
Google.
Exactly.
Google's Android operating software.
Basically, they said, hey, we want to partner with Google to make the absolute best of Android and take it to this phone.
That's because only two operating softwares exist for smartphones.
Right. 13% of the world is running on Apple.
Yes, iOS. And the other 87%, virtually all other smartphones
all of humanity,
are run by Droid.
Exactly. That doesn't leave much room for a new one.
Virtually all of the rest, the other 87%, is running on Android.
Which is owned by Google. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Microsoft?
This is Microsoft getting its swagger back.
Microsoft acquired Nokia in 2013, kind of sold it back, then it killed its Windows phone in 2017. But the stock's up 90% since
then. Yeah, so it had this giant smartphone debacle failure, but it's at its best. It's over $1 trillion value because it's focused on two non-phone things.
The first is enterprise,
which is software for businesses.
And the second is cloud,
which is software for businesses.
Yeah, it's like storage. It's storage. Yeah.
Digital storage.
But it's for businesses.
So Microsoft is looking at Apple right now, and they're like, anything you can do, I can do. Not better, but I can do it.
And that's why they just came out with the phone book. For our second story, the World Trade Organization, the old WTO, just sided with the U.S. in a big fight against Europe's Airbus.
Yes, Europe's Airbus is called
Airbus.
Airbus. Yeah, and it's basically the Boeing of Europe.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, Snackers, we're not talking about the NWO, the New World Order.
We're talking about the WTS.
Oh. The NWO is a band of antisocial wrestlers from the old WWE.
Of course.
The WTO, on the other hand, is a club of 164 nations.
More coffee, more formal.
That have all agreed to global trade rules.
And these guys have gotten together since 1995.
And their ultimate goal is peace.
This is a really interesting point that you got to nail down when it comes to like big global organizations.
When nations are trading with each other, like imports and exports, they are much less likely to go to war.
Great example of this, the European Union. Europe used to have like wars all the time.
Yes. And since the European Union, when trade has been encouraged.
Remember your old textbooks?
There's been no world wars or fights between Germany and France.
These guys, those guys, everyone's fighting.
So the WTO, it acts as a referee in disputes between nations.
And it just decided that Europe has been unfairly subsidizing Airbus.
Yes. The US and Europe basically are two kids in a fight.
Yep.
The WTO is like the parent that says,
settle down.
Jimmy,
I'm going to pull over.
Go to your room.
Now, no dessert.
Timmy, you get extra dessert because Jimmy was wrong.
I don't know if that's the best parent.
Yeah, I'm not a parent.
Yeah, we don't do this.
So the WTO had a panel of judges come together, and the judges are from all of the member nations.
This is great. This is like straight up like when at the Olympics where they all walk in the ceremony with the flags. You know what I'm talking about?
You got Norway.
You got Trinidad and Tobago.
You got Ecuador.
Great crew.
Those are random countries, but you also got big ones like the USA and China.
Exactly. And what the WTO has just decided is that the United States is allowed to impose tariffs against Airbus because of what Airbus and Europe have been doing to Boeing.
Right. So Europe has been hooking up Airbus with all these subsidies so it had an unfair advantage against Boeing,
which is American,
which is the United States' big jet maker.
Now, it wasn't just Boeing and Airbus that were involved here. Technically, Delta, American Airlines, their stocks fell too.
Right, because they buy loads of planes from Airbus. You know those A320s that you fly on?
Seven something somethings, and then you got the A3 somethings.
The 77 somethings
are
Boeing.
Boeing.
Right. The A whatever is Airbus, and those are going to be more expensive for Delta and American because of these new tariffs that just got announced yesterday.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are everyone?
This is how trade disputes are supposed to be resolved.
Even though this took like a really long time.
Get this, Snackers. The complaint filed by the United States to the WTO
wasn't last month.
It happened before President Trump came to office.
It wasn't like 5 years ago either.
It happened before President Obama came into office.
Wasn't 10 years ago either.
It was 15 years ago that this complaint was initially filed.
It takes a long time, but the WTO resolved this international trade dispute peacefully.
And by the books. So they decided Europe was wrong, and the penalty is tariffs on $7.5 billion of Airbuses.
The only issue here is that everything has kind of become political lately. So it's not just that Boeing and Airbus are battling each other. You also have issues like worker wages and profits maybe not being distributed to workers.
And everyone just thinks it's a zero-sum game where my victory is your loss and your victory is my loss.
So the U.S. immediately imposed new tariffs against Europe worth $7.5 billion.
And guess what? Europe is expected to make the same exact complaint against Boeing because the United States subsidizes Boeing as well.
So even though the WTO was able to resolve this conflict, the result was just more tit for tat.
The new normal.
For our third story, Chipotle just introduced a limited time menu item for like the first time in a year.
Carne asada.
Exactly. By the way, Jack, Chipotle, when it comes to Chipotle, are you a burrito or a bowl guy?
At Chipotle, I'm a bowl guy because they steam the tortillas. I want a crispy tortilla.
Jack, you know the
way. I want a crunchy tortilla. Like, I want the Taqueria Cancun.
I get it. We
tortilla.
Get it. Jack, here's how I live my life. Bowl on the weekdays, burrito on the weekends.
Nick likes rules.
That sounded cool.
The CEO took over Chipotle after a lot of turmoil, and we're talking the food crises.
His name is Mr. Nickel, Brian Nickel, and he's had a lot of success today with a couple of key things.
Well, the stock was way down when he took over because of norovirus and E. coli in the kitchen.
Now he's introduced like a loyalty app and Chipotle lanes for takeout. Great name.
Another word for drive-thru.
But he's also doing some things to like mix up Chipotle lately that are very bold.
Exhibit A. The Breakfast Wars?
We told you about them.
It's kind of perfect that today is Mean Girls Day because everybody's doing the Breakfast Wars.
We got Wendy's. McDonald's is doing donut sticks for breakfast. Starbucks. Dunkin's doing bowls. So last week, Brian Nickel said this when it comes to breakfast.
We are not going to be doing breakfast anytime soon.
Nope. They're doing the exact opposite. But wait. There actually is one exception.
There's one exception.
That's true.
Dulles International Airport in Washington, D.C.
Very true.
Snackers, anybody going through, check out the Chipotle because
it's the only one in the nation that serves a chorizo breakfast burrito.
Well, there's a rule for that airport. True. If you have that precious restaurant space, you need to offer three meals for travelers all day.
So apparently Chipotle is just doing it there. For everyone else, though, they're doing no breakfast. They're doing the opposite meal.
Dinner.
They're focusing on dinner, especially takeout and delivery.
Dinner, dinner, dinner.
So last week, they began selling carne asada for a limited time only across a bunch of Chipotles. A
couple weeks ago on this pod, we asked what carne asada meant in Spanish.
Yeah.
Ricardo from the city of Juarez on the other side of the Rio Grande.
Yes.
Told us it basically just means grilled steak.
Yeah, they added lime juice and cilantro, and that's how they cooked up, you know, this new Chipotle carne asada.
New item menu. So you get barbacoa, you get carnitas, you get chicken, but you also get carne asada.
And it fits with Brian Nichols' like new strategy of like promoting something, publicizing it, making it exclusive, getting a lot of attention, and then hoping you come back in. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Chipotle?
Carne asada isn't just grilled steak. It's also an executive milestone.
We said Brian Nichol was the newish CEO because the old CEO was totally against everything Brian's doing, like limited time offers of new food items.
The old CEO figured if you bring something in for the short term, yeah, you might gin up some fun.
You guys hear about this carne asada over at Chipotle?
But that buzz, although it might lead to short-term revenues, it'll disappoint customers in the long term when they come back and it's not there.
What do you mean there's no more carne asada here at Chipotle?
Now, the new CEO, he recognized a problem from Chipotle. Not just E. coli, not just norovirus.
Menu fatigue.
That was a big problem.
They hadn't changed the menu up.
People were tired of what was on the menu.
And we're tired of hearing like, yeah, we get it. Guac is $2 extra. Let's move on.
So this one new item, carne asada, it represents a major structural shift about the menu and the whole business model.
It's not just beef. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us?
Microsoft is back, baby.
Oh, yeah.
With the phone book, aka the dual screen Surface Duo.
Multitasking is like a requirement if you're going to use this thing, first of all.
The WTO is the global referee of economics and just ruled that the USA may impose tariffs on Europe's Airbus.
This thing took like forever to decide, but it's happened, and this is how trade should be.
Chipotle is spicing up its menu with carne asada.
And the new CEO is using steak to redo how the old CEO did things. Snackers, time for our snack fact today. This one's particularly special.
Renato Villanueva works at Divvy, which is based in San Francisco, but he's in the Salt Lake City office.
Very true. And it's not just Renato who wanted to send this one in. No, it's more than Renato.
It's the whole finance team.
It's the whole team at Divvy.
It's a snack pack.
It's a snack pack over at Divvy. Snackers at Divvy. We love you guys. We appreciate this snack fact.
Here's the deal. Plastic is getting a lot of hate right now.
Very
true. You got plastic straws getting banned. You got paper straws coming to Starbucks.
People are turning to like alternatives. They're looking at things also like aluminum. It's getting a lot more love lately.
I think PepsiCo is like getting rid of first use virgin plastic for bottles.
Yeah.
Switching to aluminum.
I'll go with you on that. Now, so, none of them are actually perfect, but an interesting point here about aluminum and how it could be better for the environment than plastic.
Well, 75% of the aluminum ever produced in the United States is still in use today.
Now, we know what you're thinking. Plastic's probably less or lower.
It's a lot less.
It's a lot less.
A lot lower.
It's 9% of plastic is still in use today that has been produced.
Aluminum is much easier to recycle and reuse than plastic. Plastic is much easier to throw in a landfill.
Renato, thanks so much to you and your team for the snack fact. Other snackers, send us your snack facts at Robin Hood Snacks.
This snack has been tasty, incredible, delicious.
You guys look fantastic. Let's do this tomorrow.
See you then. The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts, who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC, and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only, is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security, and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.